Subscribe and listen to the Pop Culture Show with Barnes, Leslie and Cubby.
Get up off your ass, you mumping. Oh.
Here I am. Let's go home and we can talk.
You have no home until you tell me the truth.
I'll sit in the front.
Fuck them all.
You know the messages for Tommy?
Yeah, fuck off.
Shut up.
I'm twice the man you are.
Why should the boys have all the fun?
I am the queen amongst the Romanies.
Obviously, there you are hearing audio from Helen McCrory, sadly passing away at the age of 52 from cancer. She was Aunt Polly, sort of the matriarch of the family for Peaky Blinders, one of my all-time favorite shows I've been watching since maybe 2013, 2014. Married to Damian Lewis, and Damian Lewis put on Twitter, "I'm heartbroken to announce that after an heroic battle with cancer, the beautiful and mighty woman that is Helen McCrory has died peacefully at home, surrounded by a wave of love from friends and family. She died as she lived, fearlessly. God, we love her and know how lucky we are to have had her in our lives. She blazed so brightly. Go now, little one, into the air, and thank you."
Ah, so sad. I didn't know who she was from that show. He's one of my favorite actors. And when I saw him tweet that, I was like, what? I mean, I had no idea he was dealing with something. Was that public?
No, she kept it very quiet. She's had a lot of roles. Like, she's been in a lot of miniseries. She actually has a lot of stuff coming out. She was, you know, in Harry Potter, but apparently she kept it really quiet. And when I saw it, Barnes, that's how I found out about it, was on his Twitter page. So anyway, Helen McCrory, I'm, again, just heartbroken. Love, love, love her as Aunt Polly in Peaky Blinders. So I guess it's over for J-Rod. Finally, what do you guys think about this whole story? I mean, I was going through their timeline. Remember when they tried to buy the Mets?
Mm-hmm. Yes, recently.
J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez. Unbelievable. They also bought a lot of property together. So I guess they're going to have to divide all of this. But a lot of people are saying she just has trust issues. And once that trust is broken, she can't go back.
And she's the one that said, "We're just better off as friends," right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the deal? Was that a PR bounce when they were trying to figure out what to do? Because it was like, they're on, they're off, they're on, they're off.
Yeah. Remember they defended that we haven't broken up? And then there was pictures of them kissing. That had to be like a whole PR thing, right, Leslie?
He went down to the Dominican Republic, I guess, to try to save the relationship. And they were showing some shots together. But then she showed another photo on her Instagram. She didn't have the engagement ring on. And that's when everybody was like, it's over.
Wow.
Big romance there. That I don't know. I actually liked the two of them together. I feel bad for the kids.
Yeah,
because like, the kids were like having a great time together. Speaking of like still remaining quote-unquote friends, Justin Theroux's on the cover of GQ, and he says that he and Jennifer Aniston are still friends. What do you think about this quote that he talked about? He said, "I would say we've remained friends. We don't talk every day, but we call each other, we FaceTime, we text. Like it or not, we didn't have that dramatic split, and we love each other. I'm sincere when I say that I cherish our friendship, and we cannot be together and still bring each other joy and friendship. Also, she makes me laugh very, very hard."
It sounds like they should still be married.
I know.
Right?
That's what a lot of people were saying. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of friends, I guess you are. Are you getting excited about the Friends reunion?
As long as it's not a clip show, I'm good.
That will kill me, too.
Well, some stories are coming out. Apparently, Jen became really emotional when she saw it and cried when builders recreated the whole set. So if they're recreating a set, this has to be a full-on reboot.
Not necessarily. They could still be sitting in the living room going, remember the time?
Right. And then they show clips and they're together on the couch, but that's it.
She said it brought back so many fond memories. And I did mention this a few weeks ago. You know, they're each getting paid $2.5
million. Well, then that can't be a clip show. Because are you going to really get that much just to sit there and reminisce?
And Courtney Cox said, "It doesn't really feel like work because we're having so much fun."
I want it to be where they pick up modern day and we see them as their characters.
Exactly. That's what I want to see.
That would be so great.
And speaking of being excited about reboots and stuff, Sex and the City had a big announcement. John Corbett revealed he's coming back as Carrie Bradshaw's ex.
That's big.
Aiden. People are so excited about that.
Yeah. No, but that's not big.
No, but I'm saying that was a big get. You're right. Thanks for clarifying that. That was a big get.
He basically just said, "I'm going to do the show. Very excited. I think I might be in quite a few scenes, so we'll see."
It's going to be tough without her, and you know who I'm talking about with her.
Yeah, her. Yeah.
It's going to be very tough without her.
I wonder if this would make her maybe rethink things.
There's some bitterness between her
lots of bitterness.
And Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
Right. I've never been a huge Sarah Jessica Parker fan.
Mm. I love Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Fashionista. Yeah.
She was kind of cute in Square Pegs, but that was about it.
Yeah, my whole problem with her, she signed up for this show, Sex and the City, and all the other girls had to do nudity, and she never did.
Interesting point.
And I thought that that was the whole premise of the show, so it did belong, and it was part of her character. But she got away with not doing it and got really rich off of the other girls doing it.
Well, the other girls didn't have to if they didn't want to. So, well, anyway.
But they signed up for a show called Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm. Now, Barnes, I'm going to need your help on this story because it was all over the place about Colton Underwood, you know, revealing that he's gay. Not a big deal that he revealed to Robin Roberts that he's gay. I've run from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay.
Obviously, like, this year's been a lot for a lot of people, and it's probably made a lot of people look themselves in the mirror and figure out who they are and what they've been running from or what they've been putting off in their lives. And for me, I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it.
It's a really odd story, and it's really weird that GMA made such a big deal about it. Don't you find it suspicious?
Well, GMA obviously did it because of the whole ABC connection, and it's their show, and it hyped it up a little bit.
That's why I thought.
It's over 2 years ago.
Can I ask you a question, though? Back in the day, didn't he have a restraining order against him from the girl from The Bachelor?
And it was weird during it watching him just smile when he was so sad about the things that he did to da-da-da-da, whatever. Right. And it was,
he was the guy that jumped the fence, right?
Yeah, he was the fence jumper.
Yeah.
And at first, the gay community was kind of latching on to this story. And then from what I'm seeing in the press is they were rejecting it because it seemed very composed. There was a Netflix camera following him around prior to this GMA event. And they rejected him very quickly.
I guess there is a petition out because of this supposed docuseries on Netflix that I guess is in the works and is going to happen. And now there's a petition from the gay community upset about this.
Yes. And why do we need that documentary? I'm being serious. Why is this a story? Like, why was it a story to GMA? I don't think it was just because they're on ABC and they want to promote The Bachelor, which isn't even on the air. And they've got enough negative press right now. They need to be quiet.
Right.
I guess initially they thought it would be huge because of his following and The Bachelor's following. But the fact that I forgot about that restraining order and no one's even talking about that.
It'll be interesting to see the other women that were, you know, after him and wanted to be with him, what they think, because he strung them along.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. I don't know. There'll be, you know how docs are. People are going to watch it.
It's like he's trying to keep himself in the news. It's so weird.
Right.
I mean, this is no shock. I mean, that story has been out behind the scenes of The Bachelor for almost since he hit the airwaves. And this guy was a football player for the Chargers. I don't think he was ever on the main roster, probably on a practice team or something. But this is not a shock. No surprise.
We were talking about Paula Abdul earlier being back on Idol, filling in for Luke Bryan. Have you heard this really strange story about Simon Cowell and having too much Botox?
No, but I've seen him on TV. It kind of looks interesting.
Apparently, it's left him with a permanent sad facial expression. And this
sad.
Is apparently a lot of the cosmetic surgeons are talking about this. He even joked about using too much Botox and is said to have suffered some volume loss in his forehead, which has caused his appearance to change.
Have you ever tried Botox, Cubby?
I've never tried it.
Yes, no. You have. Leslie, we did it on the Morning X.
We tried Botox?
Yes.
I don't remember that. I swear to you. I have a lot of friends that use it, you know, just for lines around their eyes and stuff, and I'm just afraid to use it. But when did we use Botox on the Morning X?
When it first came out, some plastic surgeon came into the show and gave us all Botox, unless somehow you avoided it.
I don't remember it at all. So
I remember getting it right between the eyes, and you feel like you hear like a little pop, like teek, like as the needle goes in, and it was weird. I mean, you couldn't move your brow. You can see some of the people on TV who have it. Their foreheads are completely wrinkle-free, and they can't be expressive.
Well, they can't move, right?
Does Simon have RBF now?
Are you being funny?
No, that's a thing. Resting bitch face. It's mainly for girls.
Yeah, but I think he's had that like a long time.
Thanks, Kevy.
Yeah.
Kevy with the pop culture reference. Thank you. That's your celebrity sleaze.
Wanna get intimate? Subscribe to The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com and get VIP insider access to the show with bonus content, exclusive videos, and freebies. Anything happening on the show will come to you first. Sign up free and join the pop cult at thepopcultureshow.com.